ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB, English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important topic. That topic is related to a virtue within Islam, perhaps the most important virtue within Islam. I'm speaking, of course, of piety. Today, in a connection with this issue, we want to speak about the interpretation of piety, the meaning of piety. What is the essence of piety? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the many hadiths which have been narrated from the infallibles regarding this topic. In a very beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Piety is the master of action. He who does not have piety to prevent him from an act of disobedience to Allah Almighty when left with it, Allah will not care about any of his other actions." This means that piety is fear of Allah, both in secret and in public. So here in this hadith, right at this point we get to the meaning of piety, what it is in essence. Economizing both in poverty and wealth, and fairness both in times of contentment and discontentment. Right? This is the essence of piety in the words of the Prophet. It means fearing God both in the secret and in public. Economizing both in poverty and wealth, and being fair and just in times, both in times of contentment and discontentment. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "The root of piety is keeping away from sins and restraining oneself from the forbidden." This is the root of piety, the essence of piety, or the core of piety. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Piety is stopping in the face of obscure matters." Meaning matters which are, we're not sure whether they are permissible or not. Refraining from them is piety. Actually, refraining from such things is precaution. I guess here piety has been equated with it is probably because precaution is an aspect of piety or being pious. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, when asked about a pious person, he said, "He who restrains himself from what Allah has forbidden." This is the pious person. Finally, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, "He who restrains himself from what Allah has forbidden and keeps away from them, and if he does not beware of obscure matters, he will fall into the forbidden without knowing so." So here Imam Sadiq alayhi salam mentions two characteristics of piety. First is that one should refrain from that which he knows is forbidden. The other is precaution and refraining from performing matters which one is not sure are forbidden or not. Meaning, precaution or ihtiyat is an aspect of piety. It's a manifestation of piety. If a person fears God, he's going to obviously be careful, and he's not going to perform such tasks and such deeds. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the essence and meaning of piety in the light of the infallibles, alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Nawwir Qalbana.